It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be here with you. Yes, Monday. It's kind of a love-hate relationship, isn't it? But I kind of really love Monday because we know we're going to be seeing and interacting with all of you. Not so much seeing, it's just a phrase, you know, But very nice to have you all with us. I want to remind everyone the readings we'll be conducting use only an ordinary deck of playing cards. So it's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot, not oracle card reading, although Jim is going to give you an oracle, archangel card after your reading, and not any other system that's out there, which I respect them all, but this is the only one that I could consider myself to be the extra of since grandma's passing, which was, oh my gosh, quite some time ago. But it is my passion to share with others and to teach you. Those of you who are interested, remember, you can get in touch with me and I will give you information. Also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of our readings today. Callers and or if we end up going to Facebook, where often people are waiting with bated breath, hoping that they will be contacted. Since on Blog Talk, it's impossible really for international folks to give us a call unless they have an international calling plan. And frankly, we don't get many of those. So anyway, please know 24 card layout. Only takes me a moment to put it together. Gives me a chance to check out the landscape of your life, a little bit about your past, a little bit about the present, and of course, we want insight about the future. But do bear in mind that these are only sample readings. If we were working together one-on-one in a private confidential session, then of course, you would get many layouts during the time of our meeting. So with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo, who's going to give you a lot more information about the show tonight.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, would like to remind you folks, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. There are none to give now, but they will come, and we will give them. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. That's all. That's no problem there. 646-595-4274. That's the number to call in. There's folks listening in the queue right now. And when you do call in, you get a message saying that you can listen in to the show in the queue. So if you do call, don't worry. You won't hear elevator music or silence. If you ever do hear silence that lasts a while, just hang up and call back. Usually fixes everything. Facebookers, if we get gaps in the calls, we may return to you. Can't make that prediction, and we just have to hang loose. But you would be the first to know. And that's the name of that, too. All right? And for all you folks who are getting readings, when you hear the harps, that is a sign that your reading is completed. That we have to have a nice little segue, and that's part A of that segue is the harps. And then part B is, it also stands for what I'm going to give you is an oracle card. And it's the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck on your departure. It's a good deck. It's our Monday deck. We like it a lot. You will like it, too, and you'll get a great card from Archangel Michael himself. Not for me. I am just the messenger.
Well, he is really a big dog in the Archangel world.
Yeah, he's up high on that chain of command.
Yes, he certainly is.
If there is a chain of command, he's up there. All right, I'm going to repeat the number again, and I'm going to tell you what day it is. 646-595-4274. It's always good to repeat numbers. Not everybody can put their eyes if they're driving and they're just listening and stuff like that. So we got that going for us. Today is International Mother Earth Day, and then we have here our national, it's Earth Day for us. Basically the same day, we just give it a different name also too. So today we do things, plant stuff and do, you know, pick up trash and all that crap for Earth. You know, because that's who we are.
And we're late.
National Jelly Bean Day. You know, yeah.
The president that liked jelly beans.
That was Reagan. Used it because he quit smoking like a billion years before he was president, and that was how he helped. Anytime he got a craving for a cigarette, he would jelly bean it. And that's,
what else you got?
You know,
Passover.
That doesn't make sense to me. I thought Passover already came and gone, but maybe not. I don't know anything.
It says April 22nd.
It says
Passover.
That here. I have to believe it because it says that, but I thought Passover was always before Easter.
Mm.
No, maybe not. You know
no.
what? I bet.
Yeah.
I think I know why I got that mixed up.
Why?
Yeah. People travel to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, but I think they get there early. Like Jesus, they were all there before the actual Passover. So he probably got before Passover. All right. Anyway, yeah, that is there. Those are the days we have. There's some other days. A lot of them are just, whatever, you know.
April showers day.
Okay, just one day. You know, we had April showers, last 2 out of 3 days?
Yeah.
Yesterday, too, while barbecuing. That was enjoyable. Stupid weather.
But it's so cozy.
Well, if you're staying home, not doing anything, it's great.
You don't have to go anywhere.
International shout-out to Catherine in Ireland. There's our first international shout-out. Probably will not be our last. All right, what do you got, Deb, before we go to our callers? We got them lined up.
Nothing
right at this moment in space and time?
Oh, yeah. I do have some things.
Then speak.
Well, I guess we could talk about one thing. I put together a list of some questions that I am so often asked in passing or during a session or just in general. I put them in order here. And the most popular question I get asked is, can you make somebody love you? Well, let's put it this way. If there is potential in your reading, it wouldn't be that you make them. It means that they feel inclined to love you. And it doesn't always come out that way. A lot of times we get disappointed when we see love connected to Seven of Hearts, which is the card of platonic love. And we're like, oh, shucks. You know, I wanted it to be romantic love. Well, you know what? You shouldn't shut the door so fast on that because friendship is, after all, the best foundation there is for a lasting, meaningful love. Of course, when you're young, what are we all thinking about? We're thinking about wedding aisles, you know, wedding rings, babies. And not really looking for the long haul at that point. We're really caught up in the present. So I think that's part of nature's way, too, because God forbid we all started becoming breeders in our 60s and 70s. You know what I mean? Whoa.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that, you know, Mother Nature, Darwin, whoever you want to look at it, our DNA is meant for that not to happen for a reason. So.
No, and I think you have to be young to have the stamina.
Right, there's a lot of that's a lot of trauma. The whole not just the childbirth itself, the whole carrying of it too. Right, so I think that's not meant for older folks.
But the thing about can you make someone, for instance, I'm guessing that they mean if I bestow him or her with a lot of gifts. If I send them romantic poems, if I pour my heart out, no, I do not believe without potential, all you're really going to do is make them feel sorry for you. And that isn't really what you're after. You're not looking for pity. So sometimes it really is beneficial to keep a crush, an attraction. You know, the feelings for your beloved, keep them to yourself until you start getting indications. And sure, there's little ways that people use. I call it a dance. We're going to dance the dance of romance and love. But not everybody's up for it. And that's where we get hurt sometimes. So I would say to that question, no, we can't make somebody to love us unless they actually have already the potential to do so. So, all right, take me to a reader.
All right, we're going to go to the first caller on our list. Yes, indeed. You are the reader, right?
Yes, I am. That's right.
This will be the readee. 630, our first caller, caller number one, 630. Welcome.
Well, hello there and welcome. Yes.
It is Lily.
Lily.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Absolutely. And what's on your mind?
I got my surgery done.
Oh, good for you. Are you recovering well?
Yes, I am.
Oh, nice.
It's
nice.
Easier than I expected. So, I mean, I'm not, like, going crazy and, like, you know, like, working out or anything. Like, I'm still waiting for, like, the stitches to heal and stuff. But, I mean, I'm up walking around. I was up walking around, you know, like, the first 3 days were the worst. But, I mean, it wasn't as nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I'm glad it's over.
Well,
good.
I think that's great. Because sometimes if we have, you know, preconceived ideas of what something's going to be like and then it's way worse, I think that it's even more traumatizing than if we think, well, I'm prepared for however this is going to go. And what about Cupid? How did Cupid handle it?
Oh, he was not happy because I was gone, like, the whole day. So, like,
yeah.
He was mad. I mean, and he's back to normal today, like, and, like, has been, like, over the weekend. But, no, he was misbehaving pretty badly because, like, I wasn't normal mommy, you know, like I couldn't take him out as many times a day as I normally do. And, you know, like I just wasn't myself, you know, but yeah, it's funny you picked up on that because he was angry at me.
Oh, poor baby. Well, you know, you are the center of his universe. So
yeah, they go probably traumatizing, you know, separation.
And you didn't kennel him, did you?
No, one of my neighbors took him out a couple of times, and I think he didn't like that at all, but, I mean, he got to go out, but...
Yeah, when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me, darling, what are you looking for in the way of insight?
Okay. So here's what happened. So, you know, like, my neighbor hit my car, and... I dropped it off the morning I was going to the hospital, and I just assumed that, like, everything was going to be fine, you know, and I went to go pick it up today, and I know that they damaged my hood, and I told them, I'm like, listen, you guys did the damage on the hood. I'm like, this wasn't like this before. I mean, it's nothing, like, major, but it's going to have to be fixed because I know that, like, it's just, like, a little, like, circle, like, I don't know how to describe it, but something happened because it wasn't, my hood didn't look like that. But the other problem is they only fixed half the car. I'm like, how did you guys miss this other part here? Like, it's so freaking obvious. And they're like, oh, well, we thought that was there before. I'm like, no, dude. I'm like, listen, how do you miss the scratches? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh, well, we didn't, like, they didn't even take a notice of it or anything like that, right?
Did you,
and so I'm like, well.
Did you take this to the garage of Larry, Curly, and Moe? Because can they miss that?
I don't know. And I'm like, I asked them, I'm like, well, they had really good reviews. And, like, even my neighbor was, like, you know, pretty happy with what they did or whatever. And so they're like, well, you have to, you know, contact GEICO and reopen the claim. And I'm thinking to myself, I just don't, okay. So anyway, I emailed GEICO And I said, look, they missed this whole part of my car. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you guys, but like they only fixed half of it. And then I emailed the body shop and I said, when Geico, you know, I have to bring this car back in for you guys to fix the other half of it, I want you to fix my hood. And so but I haven't heard back from Geico yet. So do you think that like my car is going to be fixed for real or?
All right. I don't mean to laugh, but Jim's had his experience with Geico himself. So maybe he can talk about, remember at the end of my driveway?
That wasn't Geico. That was their insurance, USA.
Oh, I thought.
USAA. I never had any bad insurance experience myself.
No, I never did either.
Yeah, but I haven't had a lot of claims I've ever filed. So, I don't think
it was Geico, though. I think it was the body shop.
Well, obviously it was the body shop. I don't know. I guess you're going to have to wait till I hear back from Geico because I've never heard of reopening the claim. I guess that does happen, I guess. I don't know.
Or restart a new one or what?
Well, I don't know. Well, Geico, I guess, will know to give her the answer when she does hear back. But she wants to know what you see a projected outcome. Might not be immediate outcome because you
so
know how that
you,
goes.
Are you laid up right now? Are you without vehicle? Is that what you're saying?
No, she has her vehicle.
Oh, you have wheels?
No, I went and picked up my car, but I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, you guys only fixed half of it. And they're like, well, we thought it was only the front half. We thought this was like pre-existing. I'm like, are you kidding me? If a car hits another car, that's an accident, okay? I'm like, but yes, I guess it was my fault because I didn't like spoon feed them the morning I was there. But, like, am I supposed to? Like, you wouldn't think that they would care. Like, I don't know. If they were trying to save, like, the insurance company money? But
they never do
that.
It's
very obvious that the car was scratched in another area.
Normally, they would like to do more work instead of less work. So that they just sound like somebody was stupid, sounds like. Somebody was a dum-dum.
Well, they, at that shop, answer to somebody else. Above them, and they don't want to have to do that because this is a mistake, and it doesn't look good to them. Right here, I'm serious.
Yeah,
they're going to try and make it seem like you're, what would you call it?
I don't know.
Like she's embellishing, is what I would say. Embellishing, exaggerating. And you may have to ask for who owns the shop. Because if one of those guys was a manager, there's going to be an owner somewhere. And hopefully it isn't one of those guys, okay? But they know that you have the ability to go out there and really slam them. And maybe you're going to end up having to go to another shop. I'm just saying, there's a card around this that is a card that usually means wild talk, like, and that's why I feel like I want to blame you. Oh, she came in like that. Well, they take pictures of when a vehicle comes in. Wouldn't that seem reasonable?
Normally. International shout out to Virgil in England. Welcome.
So, regarding the car, it's going to get worked out. But whoever you've been speaking to really doesn't want to help you much. So that's why I say if you have to climb over their heads, that may shake them up enough.
And maybe Geico will help champion your cause, too.
And Geico would. They wouldn't want to keep that shop on standby.
Yeah, Geico wants you to be happy that you got 100% of your stuff fixed. So you know they can always start being your muscle, too.
Boy, they sure put out their... The propaganda.
Well, there's a lot of competition.
We're here for you.
Yeah.
We're Geico.
Well, they all do it. Every one of them does it. They're all, they're all, it's a big competitive market out there, and they don't want to lose people.
That's what I felt like, too. So you think that Geico will have the other part of my car fixed?
I just threw that out there that you're going to run into some pushback. And you may have to push hard yourself, and maybe you might have to make Geico help get on their case about it.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, that's all. That's what I'm saying. That she's saying you're going to run into turmoil over this.
but not big.
Yeah, she's just saying that they might be like, well, maybe, you know, I don't know, and blah, blah, blah. And you may have to say, that's bullshit. I want to talk to the next guy up. And then you can tell Geico, too, hey, they're trying to screw me over here. Screw you over because you guys paid for repairs.
Yeah, and there you go.
Yep. So
there you go. So, yeah.
Yep.
But it's all going to work out.
But she does. That's the big picture. So you see it working out.
Yes, and I just want to tell you.
That's important.
As I was laying out your cards now, remember his grandma always said, if it falls to the floor,
see a drop
it's coming to the door.
Okay.
And I saw the King of Clubs fall to the floor, and there you are, and between you is a card of intense attraction. Now, that card, if you read about it, like in my book, I do write about the Seven of Clubs. That is a card of, like, seduction, of feeling, having feelings, but they're physical for somebody. And what the important thing to do with that is use that energy, but don't gratify it yet. And a lot of times people, they forget how awesome anticipation is.
Anticipation.
They want to run right to the gratification, and you want to wait on that. So this is going to be a man coming for you. There, Missy, is sweetly.
Must be a mighty good man.
Oh, he's a good man. Yeah, I always say that whenever you say that. But I think he's going to let you know that he thinks you're really hot.
Hot.
Hot, very hot.
The hot tamale?
Hot.
You know, last year said that there was going to be a guy that was going to come to my... You said there's a guy... who would come to my door.
Would.
You said that.
This one would. And you're both, just, you know, there's a lot of nuances in the cards where he and you are going to share the same feelings. So I really right now can't put a context on it as far as, well, you know, he's coming toward a door. He's a Jehovah Witness or... anything like that.
Yeah, but Jehovah's Witnesses usually don't have seduction involved.
Oh, they're still human.
I'm just saying. They wouldn't get very far if that was always what they were doing.
And I'm not trying to make light of them. I think they're all really darling guys, and they, you know, do a lot of good work.
I've never seen those guys go door to door.
Yeah, they
do. They
come around.
I see the Mormons do it all the time.
Yeah, they do too.
Okay.
So anyway, I wanted to throw that in for you before we give you your angel card.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
And here it comes.
Your surgery, by the way, is looking very good for you.
The road to recovery. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, the subject of your angel card is all is in perfect timing. This is it. It's time to take action now. I will be here to help you every step of the way. That's Michael.
Thank you.
All righty. And thank you for holding and being patient and being caller number one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck on your endeavor, your fight.
Thank you.
All right. No problem.
You're welcome, honey.
Okie dokie. Yes, indeed, it is. Mind freezes. That could be an omen.
Okay, well, I've got another question.
That bad things are about to happen.
This is the second most asked question I get. The question is, will good friends always be there for you? You know, this is a card where it has to be explained that there are various levels of friends. Usually, well, we're going to go with the low-hanging fruit, which tend to be good time, Charlie's. You know the ones.
Okay.
You walk in the bar and they're like, hey, Jim, come on over. But if you weren't there drinking with them, they may not be so into you, so to speak. Then you move up a little bit. Then you've got your more casual friends. But good friends are at the top of the heap. And these are not the ones that are going to... adore you one minute and shun you the next. And this happens a lot. We women are notorious for this. I don't think men are as guilty, because men, we usually want to talk things out and let it go. You know, they're not real sticklers. I'm not saying if you cheat on them or you betray a friend, a guy's going to say, "Ah, shucks, you know, that's all right." No, that's not what I mean. But women, we have an unspoken, I guess you'd call it like a creed between us, where these are the say, you're my BFF. And then you say something are like, nobody. You know, disregard you. Come in the guise of good friends. The real ones are the ones, you don't have to ask them, could you please come over? I'm having a crisis. It's like they already know. They're always checking up on you. And sometimes you're going to find out the difference in these friends are when you've had a tragedy. When your dog or cat has passed away, who they know is your baby. Or like for me, it was when my husband passed away. And sure, there were a bunch of them surrounding me in the immediate moment. And then there was no one. And pretty soon you start to feel like a leper, because everybody's celebrating the holidays, but you're a buzzkill. So they don't invite you. You know what I mean? And they drift away. And that's when I think the thought of good friends always being there for you can become very painful. It's a wound. And I always tell my people that come for readings, I say, don't stoop to revenge. It's ridiculous. It makes you look just as bad as them. The best revenge you've got, live well and forgive them. And feel sorry for them if you need to. But I'm just saying, there are different levels. Yeah, there's genuine friends or fake friends, but there are also levels in between there, like we were talking. So know your levels. And the cards will tell you. It's amazing how the cards can tell you. For instance, Seven of Hearts doesn't come out often in readings, because in life we have very few true blue friends. Imagine that. And now we will move on.
We shall move on. The next is area code 347. That's in New York. 347, welcome to the show. At least the area code's
hello.
In New York.
Hello, hi. Hello. Hello, and hi, Dad. Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
And you are?
Avita.
Avita.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. We're having a hard time actually hearing your words.
I know it kind of sounds a little bit muffled, but
yes, that's what it sounds muffled. Yep.
Yeah, okay. You can hear me now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you loud.
Okay.
Well, loud but not clear. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Tell us, are you new to the show?
No.
No.
No, I've been here. I've been around. I haven't been on for a while, and if I'm on, I just listen. So, you know, I love to hear you.
International
both.
Shout out to Ole. Ole
well,
in Lebanon. Back to Vita.
I'm here for you and would love to know what's on your mind.
Yeah, there's so many things going on. So I'm not even sure which way to go. But I would like to ask you, I know it's not usual, but, you know, is just anything that is standing out that is, you know, like piquing your interest, because there's so many ways to go. So can you do that?
Well, I'll throw a couple important things out there. If you had to prioritize
business-wise.
Okay.
Business
and what? I'm sorry.
No, I just said business-wise. Yeah.
Okay. Business stuff. Okay. Business work. Mm-hmm. All that important stuff that sustains.
Important.
All right. And then if she sees other things, she shall bring them to your attention.
Yeah, that would work.
Sure. So you are in New York, yes?
Yes, don't know.
Good. Yeah, because we see a lot of folks, you know, nowadays you can keep your phones. So people get a phone number they get used to, they like, and then they move all the way around the cross country or whatever, and you keep it. So the area code can be deceiving after a while. So that's good.
That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like all your contacts, everybody you know knows that one phone number. Right. Back in our day, back in the old us old coots day, you moved down the street, you were getting a different phone number, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, looking at what I've got here in terms of business,
business,
I see that you are headed toward a big, I'm going to call it a big upswing, which could involve more profit or making a better living from business, and a big change coming that I think you're going to celebrate. There's a big change for you, yes. And it does look really wonderful. An expansion. I love that word, expansion. It's like you're in a small space, but slowly that space expands. And I love that because that's what you've got in front of you is expansion. So get ready. I think it looks as if July is going to be a gold letter month for you. And then you just...
Cold weather? July.
Huh?
What did you say about July? Cold weather?
It's going to be a gold letter, like a... What would you call it?
Gold. I don't know, what a great month. Just say great month if it's going to be a great month.
It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Super fabulous month.
And then from there, you're going to slide right into home to the first of the year. So if you've been working on something or things have been struggling, you watch. The table is going to turn. The tide is going to turn. And yes, lots of new prospects, lots of new opportunities. And if you work in if you have a colleague or somebody that you work, say, together with, you may have to let that one pass by and move on, because you are the one that has the gift. You're the one that knows, you have the vision, and the other individual does not, is more self, looking for self, where you're looking at the whole picture. So yeah, it looks really good.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, sure enough.
All right, I have your Archangel Michael card.
Thank you so much, Dad. Thank you.
Sure. The subject is don't give up on love.
Oh yeah,
from Archangel Michael. A relationship you cherish can be healed. Allow me to clear the way for forgiveness so that love can thrive again.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you. A big hi.
Of course, and we appreciate you holding. Thank you.
Please call us again.
Call again and again.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Alrighty then. We're on the downhill run, folks. Let's go ahead. Let's see here. Our next caller is area code 520. 520 is Olisa.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Olisa.
Hello.
There she is.
Hello. Hello.
How are you? How are you today? Well, we're good.
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Marvelous. Marvelous. Well, things are marching on as far as, you know, the sale of the house, and I've been running around trying to do paperwork stuff on that. And I did talk with a person of interest next door this morning briefly, and also last night, and then just now when I was coming in to, you know, get my life started here at the computer. And so that's about, you know, it's just been a lot of work and just like dying out. don't know. What do you pick up in the cards, Deb?
So she would like a little snapshot.
Please.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Indeed. So it sounds like it was just another day, nothing super eventful to report for you, correct?
No.
It's just, I don't know, it's just, you know, real life sets in. I have a lot of paperwork I have to take care of, and I'm doing it to it, you know, and then running around trying to get loose ends tied it up for in regard to, you know, responsibilities and so that's about it. Nothing much else to report.
Life is life.
Yeah. I'm sad about the hit I took on the property, but oh well. Yeah. Oh,
well. Well, and you know, that was evident from the very start. Without even knowing. Yeah.
Such a fluctuating market.
The market's fluctuating. I've noticed that interest rates are...
There's a million different... Yeah, there's so many different outside influences. Yeah. You know...
Coming home and... ran into the neighbor, and I was simply, she was telling me something he always tells me, you know, in regard to my car, and I said, I know that, and so then I went to his door, I said, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be in a bad mood, but I am in a bad mood, and I said, and it's about, you know, and I told him what it was about, and then he came out, and he says, you have to let go, you have trouble letting go, I said, oh, yeah, what about you, and then, you know, then he goes back in, and I thought, then I sent a text and I said, look, it's a passing mood. I don't know, Deb. I don't know what the cards have to say for me.
Well, you know, that might
that's
be a bubble.
That's a bottle of rum.
Rum, 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 rum.
That to him might seem like, wow, he was really being caring there, you know. Jim. You and the neighbor could probably get along well.
Why?
Well, because...
Come on now.
No,
really? Do you really want to open that door now, huh?
You are very...
Remember, folks, listen, she's opening this door.
She or he...
The door's open.
You, just give me a moment.
No, oh, you're going to get your moment. Then I'm going to get mine.
You are very cut and dried when it comes to somebody having... feelings they want to share with you or tell you, and he said, you need to let go. You're like that too. You're like, don't dwell on it, just let it go. And you're very
it's a way to
that is not even worthy of reply.
I didn't mean it insultingly.
Then why did you say it?
I was trying.
Yeah, I'm glad you volunteered me for the comparison and didn't ask. I'll remember that when I got something really to compare that's negative.
I've known you for 3 decades.
Okay, all right. Roger that. I'm making
a
mental note of this.
Not a Jim.
Remember this day.
He can give you. You're pretty much what the neighbor does. You know.
So
and
she
I'm
needed
not...
so what first of all, so she's telling me she was in a place where she needed some consoling.
Yes.
Well, for what?
You know, this is... That's his... Yeah. So he has, you know, the neighbor. I've been around him where he's been a crybaby about stuff, and I give him, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, wow, that's terrible. Oh, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've told him this before. I said... I try to be a good friend to you. I give you the emotional support, and what do when I need it? It's, you know, the Nike, just do it kind of thing.
You get a boxer's rub down that lasts about maybe 15 seconds, and that's it. And then you get pushed back into the match. It's because maybe it isn't inherent to men to, like, be, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. You know,
but I've seen him crumple, you know, I've seen him, And I've been like, oh, no, don't talk like that. No, that isn't really the case. You know, just into, I mean, not a lot, but.
Maybe because we're mothers. I don't know.
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada.
Yeah.
I did throw it up to him when he was saying, let it go. My parting shot was, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you moved out here and it makes sense, right? But sometimes he will say, like prayer beads, he starts listing all of that stuff that's ever happened to him since he made the move. And I said, all right, right. When we, you know, when I'm not on his side, I say, nothing happened where you were. Nothing happened ever bad to you. You know, like the accident, like the litigation. I mean, those are major things.
He needs a lot of pity. He needs that. He's milking you for pity. But it's hard
to.
Well,
me too.
Yeah, I know.
Just let go.
We mainly get that from our female friends because they can commiserate far much better than, you know, the guys in our lives. I've noticed that with people even from other countries. So it must be a male and female thing that is international.
You know, you're right. I think men, no, you're right, because I was military brat, and yeah, that's true. Men, I don't like to stereotype, you know, but yeah, just get up and tie your shoelaces and get going.
Exactly. You know, they don't have much of a shoulder to cry on, okay? If somebody's done you wrong, boy, they're ready to go fist the cuffs. Fisty cuffs? Why do you say that?
Yeah, you're right the second time, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but if it means that you want them to comfort you, I don't think we're going to get much of that. It takes an exceptional individual, and yet they're probably gay, because gay men really are not afraid of their feelings, if you've noticed that.
Not referencing the neighbor at all. No.
So, yeah, you are going to have another project on your hands. Is there another house you have lined up to sell?
Well, you know what, my business partner, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky to be paired up with him. So we might, definitely.
Well, it's here, and it would be a good one. You know, that is one thing really awesome with cards is also using them on prospective clients. Like, for instance, let's say you knew how to do this. You could lay down the cards before you do a showing and say, are these people lookers or are they buyers? Things like that. You know, and you would get a real feel. I used to do that before new clients would come to my office to see how receptive are they going to be. Is this somebody that's going to really resonate from what's in the card? And it came to men. Most of them left either A, angry, or B, sometimes ready to cry. And my husband then would say, what in the world are you doing to these people in there? I said, just showing them the light, that's all. So I think for you, you are moving on a good path. I think the fact that you two could try to just civil, like you were,
that
this could keep you both out of dangerous waters with each other.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
And see what happens, because I see another man here, three of them. Oh, boy, girl.
How fun.
And she's getting wet all over.
Break out your umbrella.
Okay. You've got one who hasn't come along yet, but he's coming. And I want you to be aware.
Damn right he is.
This man he's coming through with a dark personality and likely dark complexion.
Dark.
And he is really going to want to try and wear you down on the price of the next house.
Oh, we're talking business now.
Yeah.
Business.
This one's a business. Do not get involved with this one. The way he acts toward people when he's dealing with you is the way he treats everybody. Not a good candidate for a personal relationship. I mean, you could see him walk in and your teeth fall out of your mouth because he's so handsome, but stay away from him. He's
okay.
Like a very aggressive nature. And if he says, well, I'm walking then, I'm not, don't negotiate with him. Say,
no.
Or hit you in the
yep.
butt.
Just let him walk. Have a good day.
Yeah, let's get one going. Wasn't even going to tell you about him, but then I thought, no, she needs to know this guy is looking for a steal. Oh, and he's a charmer. He's going to tell you, are you sure you're old enough to be selling houses? I mean, I can hear him just, you know, drippingly sweet. So I just thought you should know about him. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You've got another one here. That I think you both are going to, that he reminds me of the bread man. The bread man.
I don't know anything about a bread man.
Up on the bread man, haven't you?
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, you remember he was gay.
Oh, no, well, I don't know what his song and dance is. I don't know if he's swinging. I don't know. I mean, it didn't make sense, you know. And someone suggested I should just let him know that I thought he was single.
What didn't he proposition you to come to a swinging event?
No, that never happened.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Well, I do know that the way we were carrying on great guns, I was really left stunned. You know, I didn't know his game that
night. He sent out mixed signals, in other words. He sent out the wrong signals to her.
Yeah, and then he said, I said, well, okay, we'll talk again. And he says, yeah, I'll be here. I mean, you know, that's how it was throughout the whole thing. And he was telling me.
Well, okay, if he acts a little noisy with you, it's because he doesn't understand why you suddenly just went poof. Okay. So you might find yourself addressing that. I just thought I'd bring them up. And then, of course, under Sugar Come True, I had to leave the best for last.
The best. Wow.
I had to.
You saved the best for last.
Yeah, King of Hearts. Oh, my gosh.
Mein Gott.
Yes, best. Sweet suit.
Better start that whole sentence over again.
Best suit for a man to come into your life is somebody signified by a heart. And he is coming, and this one's ripe for picking. And he's under here to come true. You can't miss him. And I'm going to tell you, you're just going to know. Maybe you'll be looking up from the melons in the grocery store. out riding your bike or something, you're going to look up, you're going to share a few words, and then I think you're going to want to wonder, I mean, you'll be thinking, oh, I wonder if this is the one she was mentioning, and chances are it will be.
But of course, there's no time frame attached to that, is there?
But that's the thing.
That's the trick.
Time goes its own way. I mean, I could say to her, I'm seeing, as I'm looking at the two of you, I'm seeing the leaves turning color. So therefore, I'm thinking it's in the fall. But sometimes people will evolve enough that they meet sooner. You know, so I don't try to put too much as far as.
Well, is it the first time you've seen this guy pop up in her reading?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, then maybe it'll take future readings to see
Maybe.
Where that goes. But right now you see it as the sure to come true.
I do. I do. Nice. I do. And more money to be made. So.
Money.
Yeah.
Everybody likes their money. All right. Let's.
God, yes.
Let's send her an Archangel Michael card, Sword of Light. This is a blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream. And I'm stuttering because I forgot my glasses. So I'm doing the best I can do. Reading glasses. That's why I forget them, because I only use them when I read. And only certain things.
I think you're moving into a very prosperous, very happy time for you, Lisa. God knows you need it after, all that you've been through. Yeah, and as time goes along, I see the feelings for the neighbor dissipating, and you'll eventually just leave it as friendship.
It'll just be a memory that had purpose, but it won't be.
It did.
Yeah, it won't be. It'll be a pleasant, unpleasant, but it won't be.
And usually, that purpose turns out to be what you don't want in a person, in a relationship. You know, but you've experienced.
Oh, you had to experience
this particular one.
You had to experience somebody that was kind of off his rocker a little bit, so you know.
Yeah, and as we get ready for the show to end, I want to leave everybody with a thought. Third most asked question I get is, what is going on when you're feeling lost? When you feel lost, this is when you are in an uncomfortable stage of your life and you are moving into a new one. So it's like disconnection time, like pulling out all the plugs. Say you've got this what do you call them, those strips, power strips. And you've been plugged into every single one of these, and now it doesn't feel comfortable. So this is time to get ready for the next stage. And you start pulling out plugs, things that don't make you happy anymore, and you're in a state of preparation for the next stage that is to come.
Oh.
Love that. Yes, it's very true.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Lisa, and to all the others and to those we didn't get to.
Yeah.
There is other shows.
There is.
It's better to be early than late is the moral of the story, especially Nicole Scholl. She's got action-packed back shows around the clock, so she can't stretch them out. So we've taken it to the end.
Yep. Check out what Nicole offers on News for the Soul. I think you'll find something for everything in terms of your life. And some big names there, too. Some up-and-comers. You know, I think it's a cornucopia.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, of knowledge, insight, and delight. There you go. Take care.
All right.
Love to you all.
We'll talk to you again there, News for the Soul, folks.
Yes. Until we meet again.
Love you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.